Hopefully, I
okay, good morning, everybody. Let's call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Keith.
Here.
Commissioner Borman.
Here.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from the October 27th meeting? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. At this time, do we have any public comment?
Yes, this is Ann Simmons. I'd like the opportunity to comment publicly.
Sure, Ann. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. In reference to infrastructure funds, could you please share with me if you have a plan for sharing how the money will be spent with the public, as well as if you will give the public the opportunity to provide input as to how these funds will be spent? Thank you.
Sure. Right now, at this point, we are still waiting for a final clarification as far as the provisions. Then after that, we have been accepting in the past few months, people asking for to be considered for funds in the future. And we will be sharing to the public and asking for possible recommendations. And along with that, again, there'll be people asking for being considered for those funds. So that's where we're at right now. And again, we have until 2024 to place these funds of where they're going to go and final, whatever it is, construction or however we put them out by 2026, they have to be actually put out there and paid for.
Thank you for giving, Commissioner. Are you referring to the American Rescue Plan?
Correct. Yes.
You're not referring to the infrastructure that the president just
said. That infrastructure bill has not been passed yet. I mean, it's not, we have no idea what that's going. We're talking about the American Rescue Plan.
Very good.
Yeah. And may I?
Sure.
Commissioner. So, Ann, thanks for the question. And I will also address the ARPA versus the recent, are you referring to the recent infrastructure bill that was passed?
I'm actually referring to both. My understanding is that there's a lot of money in Pennsylvania, American Rescue Plan funds that it's not been allocated or planned how it will be spent. And we are looking to the passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Thank you.
Okay, great. And you're absolutely correct in your statement. And we have been telling people that. So the first pot is the $16.3 million that the commissioners received from the ARPA funds. Commissioner Keith spoke to that. Commissioner Hess, Commissioner Keith, and myself meet pretty regularly on what are the next steps of our plan to talk with our community. We have started to talk with some of our directors, boards, authorities. We've asked them to reach out to their membership spheres of influence, get input on what kinds of things, and a lot of it is around infrastructure because we know that the townships and other places were geared to using it for water, sewage, stormwater issues, and things like that. So in that regard, people are starting to think and send us ideas or projects that were on the slate. We reached out early to all of our townships and boroughs, so we continue to work with them, and they are sending us projects that they sort of have as a wish list or things that they were already in motion of completing, and would this be considered? And we are putting all those in what I would call lists or buckets. We keep a continued list, if you will, and then we bring them to the meeting. We continue to talk about these buckets where the ARPA is concerned. So that will help us find out a lot along the way about what's needed. And we're also beginning to talk right now about the new year in January of 2022. What are we going to do more public solicitation of, you know, our residents and citizens that they can have input on things where they might not have another voice of overlap? The infrastructure dollars are not unlike all kinds of bills throughout many years, or capital bills and things that we have to put on a tip that's maybe every 5 years. So there's a lot of work all the time in the community with regard to the planning office, our office, our senators, our representative, and all the people that are going to be involved in this infrastructure bill also. And what happens is it comes out through different avenues. And we have continued to say what you're saying, which is there's a lot of money out there right now. So let's make sure we are getting out to our public, first of all, the know in how it's going to come down. And are we on top of that, seeking that as we get the know with our planning office, who for what, 25, 30 years straight or more, depending on the positions that were there, but no one better than Byron Stauffer right now, who knows how to go after those dollars quickly, write the kinds of grants or criteria, because a lot of those things are based on what is the project proposal, and they're going to ask you all kinds of questions about how ready is it, how, you know, do you have dollars to sustain it, who are the partners involved in it, for the legitimacy of the competition of the funds, et cetera. So I guess I don't want it to go unanswered that we are always at work. In fact, yesterday we met with our what's called Center for Economic Operations, and that's our planning office, the commissioners, our state senator, our rep. It's an informal group. So IUP, being one of the largest employers, is at that table, and so is our chamber and our local tourist bureau, to bring in those types of voices with regard to just everyday types of needs and meetings. But at a lot of times we do discuss grant monies, what's available, what's our community thinking, what's our combined or collaborative efforts in the next company location, who are we going after, because that's the planning office is who all of that runs through. So I just don't want you to not know that those things are always at work. And that's a lot of cases where we would start to gain, well, this project has been sitting there for 2 years, or this project has been in the pipeline waiting to get finished. And we also, and Commissioner Hess can speak to this better than I can, but we are part of what's called the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, where our large metropolitan area, obviously, that we are attached to, gets a large source of those kinds of dollars for infrastructure and transportation. And then we work through them and partner and also solicit that bucket of dollars for our region. So that's, I just wanted to make sure you had a whole answer to your question.
And as you say, there is a number of dollars, a number of funding sources through the Economic Development Agency, through the rescue plan monies for the Good Jobs Challenge, tourism and recreation, coal impacted communities, and many federal agencies, Department of Agriculture, Small Business Administration, Department of Interior, EPA, that have all this money. And so we're trying to strategize in a way that we can kind of maximize the funding sources and do some transformative projects over the next few years. So I hope that is an answer to the question, but there are a lot of moving parts to it. And we hope to, as was referred to, have some more meetings of a public nature to talk more about it in the near future.
Thank you very much, commissioners. So now I know moving forward that as a community, we can look to January of 2022. And I do appreciate all the work that you're currently doing on this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment at this time? Hearing none. Next, we'll move on to executive sessions. And from our last meeting of October 27th till today, we've had no executive sessions happen. Next, Director Stutzman, are you on? No? Okay. Just basically on the COVID update, if you've been following every day on the Indiana Gazette, Mr. Riley has been putting out stats to the Gazette and following up and kind of follow that through and see what's going on through the county.
And may I say that the IRMC is offering pediatric clinics ages 5 through 11. So there are a number, I think there are 4 clinics coming up in the next month and a half for kids.
Okay, great. Okay, moving on, we have a memorandum of understanding with the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime Delinquency. Mr. Becker, would you like to present, please?
Yes, sir. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We were approached with Ms. Hess was the contact person, and I knew about it as well. The Pennsylvania Crime, the Pennsylvania Council of Crime and Delinquency has entered into a partnership with IUP to begin to look at counties across the state as to what their recidivisms are. In order for us to participate in this program, they are requiring us to sign this MOU, is called. It is a no cost to Indiana County. We simply have to be willing to provide our data so it can be reviewed on a 1, 3, and 5, 7 with your platform. The hope is with once we figure out our 1, 3, 5, 7 historical recidivism rates, we can then hopefully, I'll with myself and some other people who are into data to project programming, which will help either drop recidivism in rate or to change what we are doing to help protect the community. We have spoken to present judge Thomas Bianco. He needs to give us permission to allow our probation data to be used. He has done that. Once this is signed, if it is signed, the other projection is I will then meet with the IUP professors, and we will begin to talk about our data, what they need, how we can help them achieve that. I also will be talking with the Indiana County Jail to possibly share some of their data so we can capture individuals who commit certain offenses that we may not track.
Okay, any questions or comments?
Just to say that I was approached about this project, and I was a little astonished that there really is not very much data related to recidivism in the state. And so this seems like a no-brainer. It doesn't cost us anything except for time, but it will produce something that I think will be a good tool for policy decisions and also some programmatic maybe kinds of things, but we'll hear more from the experts, from our probation leaders, and about what that can do for us, but we're grateful to IUP for approaching us about possibilities.
And then as we move forward, it can also help us hopefully obtain with more monies on the PCCD of Indiana County. That's my major hope.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing that, do I have a motion to approve the MOU?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Okay, next we have Indian Haven. Kim Chi, are you on?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning, Kim.
Hi. Go ahead.
Would you like to go ahead and present the room rate increase?
Yes. We're proposing a 2% room rate increase for our acute rooms. That would go from a private of $315 a day to $321. A semi-private would go from $291 to $295. And all other long-term care rooms would go from $276 to $281.
Okay, any questions or comments on the increase? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we'll move on to the intergovernmental transfer agreement with the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services.
Yes. Each county nursing facility will pay their portion of the IGT, and the state will use those funds to get a federal match in 2022 and disperse this amongst the county nursing homes. Indian Haven will be required to pay $1,535,067, and our total net gain will be $935,497.
Any questions or comments on the agreement? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, next we have a agreement addendum with Keith Commissary Network. Hayden Pierce, would you like to present, please?
Yes, good morning. So the Indiana County Jail is requesting this amendment be signed. It is going to give us brand new jail management software, which will help us with the functionality of the jail. It's also going to replace kiosks that we have within the jail for various reasons. Phone equipment, tablet equipment, and it is going to be a 5-year contract with service the whole way through. It is also going to come at no cost to the county.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
Is there a cost to the inmate for the service? Does it increase
yes.
that cost?
I don't know that it increases the cost to the inmate. As far as I know, it's not.
The cost is the same.
The cost is staying the
same.
Same.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I will make a motion that we approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Hayden.
Thank you.
Next, our planning department, Angela, are you on?
Hi, good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve a $50,000 term loan from the Indiana County CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund to Clark Metal Products Company. Clark Metal is a contract manufacturer of precision sheet metal founded in 1952 and located in Blairsville. All of the proceeds of this loan will solely be used as working capital to pay for critical operating expenses such as payroll, utilities, and inventory to alleviate economic injury caused by the COVID-19 pandemic disaster. The interest rate is 0% fixed for the term of the loan. There is no payment for the first 12 months, then 60 months of principal. The borrower will retain 76 full-time equivalent employees as a result of these funds. The application was reviewed and approved by the Revolving Loan Fund Loan Review Committee.
Okay, any questions or comments on the loan? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Next, we have a contract award for the Glen Campbell Water System Improvement Project. Dave Morrow, are you on?
Yes, I am, Commissioners. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Glen Campbell Borough, and the EADS Group recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with SE Construction Group from Marion Center, PA, for the Glen Campbell Water System Improvement Project Contract 2021-01. The contract award request in the amount of $1,224,009.80 is for the construction of a new 100,000-gallon water storage tank, piping, major plant upgrades, pumps, filters, and 6-inch water line installations in the borough of Glen Campbell. We received a total of 5 proposals from the low bid by SE Construction Group of $1,224,009.80 to a high bid of $1,699,470. And this project is being funded with 2019 CDBG entitlement funds and PennVest funds.
Okay, you heard the contract. Is there any questions or comments? The only comment I have, Dave, is actually met with those people out there in Borough Council, and they are very, very happy to actually see this award going through. So thank you for your time and efforts for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Truly long awaited, and I know they're ecstatic. So my thanks to you as well.
Yep. Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the contract. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next will be the contract for the old Ernest Mine Office demolition project.
Yes, the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development and Stifler McGraw and Associates recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Marsh Contracting from Indiana, PA, for the old Ernest Mine Office Building demolition project. The contract award request in the amount of $19,500 is for the demolition of the old Ernest Mine Office Building on First Street in the borough of Ernest. And we received a total of 5 proposals with low bid by Marsh Contracting of $19,500 to a high bid of $74,223. And this project is being funded with the 2017 CDBG entitlement funds.
Wow, the only thing that I have is such a wide range on the bids.
Yeah, yes. We actually received one bid from a company in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So it went beyond our limits here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the contract award?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carries. Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Next, we have a revised filing resolution for CB applications. Lou Ann, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Good morning.
good morning. This is a revision to a previous resolution that you adopted. We had a change right before the application submission due to a cost estimate provided to us from one of our local companies for us to work with. So just so we have all our paperwork in line, we wanted to revise what we had initially had you all approve. So we're asking that the attached revised resolution that authorized the filing of the competitive community development block grant CB application to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development be revised excuse me, from $1 million to $2 million. The application submission is requesting that amount to extend the broadband services into eligible low moderate income areas of Indiana County. The extension of the broadband services to underserved and or unserved areas of the county meet the guidelines of the CDBG-CB funds as it pertains to the coronavirus response preparation and prevention. And our request includes approval for the commissioners to re-sign the resolution and the application form as necessary.
Okay, any questions or comments on the resolution? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have the 2022 through 2026 tax collector bonds. Robin Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve the proposal received from the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania for the 2022-26 tax collector bond for the that term of the tax collectors who were just newly elected in this past election. The total amount of the paid premium is $54,345. This will be prorated based on the amount of taxes that are collected within each entity and will be billed separately to each one. And then the county's portion is $13,712 of that $54,000. And the remaining is $36,594 for all of the schools. And the local township and municipalities is $4,039. So again, this is prorated among all entities billed out through our local agent, the Ruskini Agency, on behalf of CCAP. And this is for their tax collector bond premium.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, next we have board appointments to the Conservation District. And those appointments are as follows. Public director will be Janice Long. The farmer director will be Craig Andre. And the commissioner's director will be Commissioner Hess. So congratulations to those for another year. And
do we need a motion for them?
I think a motion for the first two. Or do you want to do them separately? Separately.
Yeah. Okay. So for the public director, Janice Long, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next would be the farmer director, Craig Andre. I'll make a motion we approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And do we need to do the commissioner appointment?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion to approve Commissioner Hess?
So moved.
And I will second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried.
I would like to just say Beth Marshall will be going off the board to Craig Andrews. That's the vacancy that had existed. Just want to thank Beth for her service. I think she had three full terms and made a lot of contributions as a farmer director to the Conservation District.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Next part of it is the budget for the county for 2022. Lisa Gregerson, our financial supervisor, she'll be presenting the general, the capital, and the liquid fuels. At that point, we will, for each one of those, we'll be making a motion for approval on each one of those. So would you please present?
All right, I would like to recommend that the board make a motion to approve the tentative general fund budget for 2022. That would make the budget with an opening balance of $4,216,880. Total revenues will equal $41,000,000. $975,089 and total expenditures of $46,191,969. The real estate tax will remain the same. This will allow for a real estate tax rate of 4.905 mils. 0.7 mil of the 4.905 will be applied to debt service, with the remaining millage of 4.205 to general operating fund. The per capita tax will be eliminated and not collected in 2022. I also wanted to mention that the main reason we were able to bring a budget with such a minimal increase is because that we refinanced debt in 2020 and 2021, saving the county over $1 million.
Okay, any questions or comments on the budget? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the general budget to put out for advertising. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next will be the capital fund budget.
Okay, I would like to recommend that the board approve the 2022 tentative capital fund budget. It will have an opening balance of $30,970, total revenue of $20,030, and total expenditures of $51,000.
Okay. Heard the capital fund budget. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next will be the liquid fuels budget.
Lastly, I would recommend that the board make a motion to approve the tentative 2022 liquid fuels budget. Opening balance will be $0. Total revenue will be $367,896, and total expenditures will be $367,896.
Any questions or comments on the liquid fuels budget? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Thank you. If you don't mind, I'd like to go ahead and open comments. This budget this year, again, as all other years, is a challenging budget. I believe we actually started the budget in August, moved it up 1 month. And during that time, we met with each and every one of our elected row office or directors. And through that process, there were, I want to say, goals that were set. A couple of them were high. I didn't really think that maybe they could be met, but all of them have been met. I can state that. One of the things I like to mention is our healthcare. We met with our broker, the Rashidi Agency, and I would like to put a thank you out to Chris Haluta and Chris Kramer. They spent a lot of time with us of actually not changing the plan, because we're contractually held by union contracts with the plan. The plan has not changed, but it has changed in a form that the county has now gone from a fully insured healthcare program to a combination of self-insured, fully insured, which is referred to as an HRA, and that stands for Health Reimbursement Arrangement. By going that direction, the county is actually taking on more risk as far as the program itself. And by doing that, we will be actually looking at a large savings that they have actually proposed to the county. So with that, we decided to go in the direction with the agency. And again, I'd like to thank Chris and the Rashidi Agency for taking the time and walking us through and putting us in that position. The other thing I like to mention is the per capita tax. This is, as my opinion is, it's a huge step in our budget. We understand it was revenue that we saw coming in, but in the same instance, the tax was actually designed in 1943. I actually went back and researched this tax. It was designed in 1943. 1943, it was at $5 also. So you can imagine what at that time would have brought in. With that being said, throughout the tax, the county actually assigned numerators to go around to each municipality and actually keep up with people coming in, going out, moving. Well, a while back, the numerators were no longer offered to actually keep up with this. It was actually turned over to each municipality's tax collectors. And again, with that being said, it got to be difficult. We're in the form that is where we're at actually today. And I'm speaking only of my opinion only of eliminating this tax. So with that being said, those are two large things that this budget have brought. The other three goals that I had mentioned, you will see them actually play out during the year next year as they do roll out. And they'll be mentioned whenever that happens. But I, first of all, would like to put out a big thank you to Lisa Gregerson. Through this whole operation, she's put up with my phone calls, text messages during the weekends and evenings and everything of, you know, putting this numbers and stuff. I'd like to thank my colleagues for their participation in this budget and getting this thing approved. Robin Marii for helping us through the process. And along with a big thanks goes out to our directors and elected row offices. Believe me, they had to dig in deep to work with their departments. And also they actually, some of those departments were restructured to get to where we're at. So with that being said, I am happy with what we've actually motioned and put through, and I offer any comments from my colleagues.
Well, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank you for your leadership on budget. It's been amazing the past 2 years to work with your leadership and the drive that you take on seeing our budget through.
Thank you.
You have thanked all the people, but I'm going to be redundant because it is so important. Lisa Gregerson, we could not ask for a better budget director that we walked into. You were here at our fingertips, but part of the leadership in driving a budget is the great staff that we have to rely on and work with. So we thank you for your talents that you continue to bring to us. And Robin, through a huge and busy time for you anyway, right? Because she oversees elections. So many other things in this courthouse that nobody could even imagine with the time that she has given in her longevity in her position. And it's right, you go to the people who know best and have proven the test of time, but it makes her extremely busy in ways that no one can imagine and are taxing on her. And still, you see us through budget scheduling changes and any kind of institutional knowledge that we have to refer back to as to why something costs what it does or where did it come from. And we are extremely appreciative of your time and help. Mr. Chairman covered the directors. I want to touch on a different aspect of what I see happening with the phenomenal work of our directors and elected officials on budget with us in the last 2 years. And we started in the first year, which was extremely difficult. And I've seen through other committees, i.e. what I would call salary board, that our directors have really started to work with us with regard to budget isn't always about just the dollars. It's about the people who are sitting in positions to actually have the budget to give the dollars to, which are the most deserving and the highest cost of any budget is your personnel. So we have watched them make changes when people are retiring and trying to restructure what I would call more efficiency and productivity with new technology and ways of doing business that they are truly making hard decisions, but they're making really good decisions about maybe we could do it this way going forward, which also helps cut their budgets with us in really hard times and still maintain the quality and level of services. So I want to applaud them all. It's been amazing to see the progression and their work with us. I too would like to thank Rischini. You heard that we did work with them on a potential savings because of the risk that we're taking, and we hope that we see that, but we may not. But that's the risk we're taking, and in the hopes that we can save a little bit and cut our budget there. And I think that is extremely healthy to continue looking at and redirecting that as we go forward, knowing the high costs of everything, not just healthcare, and yet making sure that all of our people continue to have that benefit that they need when they need it. I also would like to send out a shout out to our refinancers and our banks and the bond holders. It's easy to forget all the people that are involved in what goes on in trying to keep your budget down and of course not increase our taxpayers' taxes. So they did a great job, and the refinancing both in year one and year two has been very helpful to us and timely. And the last part, this is a huge win for our residents in this county. And it may seem small, but when you get down to it, 2 years ago when I was running for this office, I heard the county treasurer, who also got reelected, so congratulations to Kim, but she started to talk about this per capita tax as it almost costs more to go after it than you actually bring in. And to me, and this is my phrase, not someone else's, but I look at that as almost a nuisance, like, right? What kind of true good is that doing if we're not really putting that back to the taxpayers and using it wisely? It really is a nuisance. And it's something that people, I think every year when you get your taxes and you look at this $5, or what is it, $4.90 or something, if you get the reduced rate, but it almost angers people as an unfair tax, like, because I exist, I have to pay this, so to speak. And it almost used to bother me as much when they used to call that the occupational tax, which is still there, but we're going to penalize people for working instead of, not. So I am so pleased that we have, again, and this goes to everybody that helped us bring our budget into line and continually look for ways to save our residents a tax increase or eliminate a tax is huge, as small as it may be. We are trying to be good fiduciary stewards, and I just think this is a win for us, and I'm grateful that we were able to do this and eliminate that tax. So those are my comments. I'll hand it over to Commissioner Hess.
Thank you. I will just say that a budget is a reflection of values and vision, and it's very gratifying that we have a budget that doesn't cut services that are vital to the health and welfare of our children and families, or public safety, or community planning, or any number of services that are helpful to people who are hurting. So that is very gratifying. And we've also addressed some long-term issues with buildings and management and economic development, and some of those long-range plans. So that is very gratifying that we have a budget for 2022 that accomplishes those two things. And that's all I really have to say about the budget. It's been commend you for the time and effort that it has gone into it, and also to Lisa and Robin and all of the, I think our taxpayers should know we have some very talented staff at the county level, and makes me proud to be able to say that. So very good experience this year. And as far as per capita tax, I will say that while it's a loss of revenue, it is a regressive tax. So I can't complain about getting rid of a regressive tax. And I think that we will, no one likes to lose a revenue source, but with all of the additional dollars coming into our communities, I think it's a good trade-off.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Notice that the courthouse will be closed on November 25th and 26th for Thanksgiving Day holiday. And at this time, any other business to be brought before the board today?
The only thing I would like to do, it is November, we're heading into Thanksgiving, which I know we've all said just is completely blows our minds that we are at Thanksgiving. And of course, the Christmas holiday would be quickly after that. We've talked on a radio show yesterday with Todd and Josh, and this community, this nation, all of us, I mean, you might as well just say the world, we've been through a lot since COVID started almost 2 years ago. So I just want to remind people through all we've learned and hopefully some silver linings that we have all found, particularly with our family and what family means and the closeness and the time and whatever that means to you, and particularly to our residents, to try and take some time to enjoy, if you can, those silver linings that you may have found, and to spend time with your family, and particularly around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and try and find some peace and some joy in life, because that's hard to do nowadays everywhere. No matter who you are, everyone has challenges and struggles that none of us can probably imagine for each other. And so with that, because I truly have always loved It's a Wonderful Life parade is on Friday, and the tree lighting, which really was started a couple of years ago and made special in this community in IRMC Park. And I want to applaud Jen Reary. I hope she's there this year. And Lucy Donnelly and Hasty Kinter and her family, who in essence really started that whole thing. And then Jen and the downtown Indiana and other folks brought the tree lighting element to continue to keep that alive and something very important for our community. And it has grown and it has done that. And so that is Friday. The tree lighting is at 6 o'clock in IRMC Park. And I'm going to be so proud and just find a lot of joy in being able to be there and be a part of that. And then the parade will start at 7 p.m. And so I just invite our community to come out and find some joy in Friday night.
Thank you. Any other business? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be December 15th. We will only have one meeting in December. And at this time, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, everyone, for being with us this morning.
Thank you.